It's an issue shrouded in controversy. The niqab, Islam's full-face veil, is surging in popularity among British Muslims. Many non-Muslims see it as a rejection of Western culture, others as a form of radicalism. Christopher Doyle from the Council of British Arab Understanding says it's neither.
Increasingly in communities, not just in Britain, in Europe, in the Middle East and elsewhere, when they feel that Islam is under threat and being demeaned, particularly in the West, they wear it to actually say, I'm proud of being a Muslim.
Britain's Office of National Statistics says there are about 2 million Muslims living in Britain, making Islam the country's second most popular faith. The Muslim Council of Britain says the community has come under growing scrutiny since the 2005 London terrorist bombings and attempted terror attacks this summer in Glasgow and London. British politicians have gone on the offensive. The Justice Minister calls niqab a barrier to communication, and the former Prime Minister Tony Blair a mark of separation. In March, the government gave local school administrators the authority to ban students from wearing the full-face Muslim veil. The London think tank Policy Exchange says an increasing number of Muslims see it as a statement, showing their opposition to government policies, particularly the war in Iraq. Mujibin Khan started wearing the niqab in university. She says more and more Muslim women are reaching for the veil.
Since the terror attacks in America and in the UK, I think a lot of people have embraced it, wearing the hijab and wearing the niqab, because they're proud to say that they are Muslims.
And it's largely young women who are choosing to cover themselves, says veil vendor Yasmin Salam.
I think, such negativity that you get basically from a lot of people, i.e. the media, it does encourage a lot more sort of unity amongst the young people to actually do the opposite, to actually put the veil on and also put the niqab on, to actually make a statement.
But not all Muslims support the trend. Author and poet Shusha Guppy says it sickens her.
I would like to go to those galas. This is not a symbol of difference or identity. It's simply a symbol of oppression. The generations of my mother fought with their lives to get rid of this dreadful symbol. And you want to put it back on voluntarily? It's insane. It's giving ammunition with the enemies of Islam.
Another Muslim woman, Shahrukh Hussein, agrees. She says the veil is not a symbol of her faith.
And what I do disapprove of is sometimes a very aggressive militant groups. They present it as something that's very much part of a religion, part of the religion of Islam and so forth, when it actually isn't.
The wide diversity of Muslim followers means the different sects of Islam often don't see eye to eye. The Muslim Council of Britain says education and dialogue are needed, not only to promote understanding between the various Islamic groups, but also to repair relations with the non-Muslim community. And until that happens, there will be suspicion on all sides. Mandy Clark for VOA News in London.